show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price. We call it the show that never ends because it continues 24-7 at priceofbusiness.com. Okay, we do have my good friend Harvey English here, and he is, of course, with Commercial Tax. And,
how are you, Kevin?
Good to see you. CommercialTax.com.
Right.
Commercial Tax Network. Well, let me tell you what these guys do is they help hold the government accountable when it comes to things like making sure that the appraisal district doesn't go bonkers on you. You know what? We understand the government wants to make money or needs to make money for its services, but you don't want it to make all of your money off of you alone. So what they try to do is help protect you in that respect. And for disclaimer's sake, I do want to mention that they actually represent my home, and I'm delighted to have them in my corner because I'm not an expert on this, and I don't have the time to go argue with them, and it's to me it's very helpful to have a guys like you on my side.
Thank you, Kevin. We're doing the best we can.
Absolutely. All right, you got a great guest here today, Harvey, and I want you to go ahead and introduce him to our audience today.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got two gentlemen here from...
Oh, and by the way, there's Adam over there. Sorry, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Yep. Nice to see you today. I've got Monty Lee Nguyen, president of the PPA Group. And I've got his president of the real estate management, Glenn Gonzalez. Thank you guys for coming in from Austin today, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Awesome. Okay, hey, let's jump right in here. So PPA Group, you're a real estate management firm. Kind of, you know, Monty, you kind of give me the overview, if you will, of what you do as a company.
Well, PPA Group is a parent company. We own the subsidiary company called PPA Real Estate Manager. Excuse me, frog in my throat.
Why don't we start with Glenn while you work on that frog?
So PPA Real Estate Management, like Monty said, is a subsidiary. So PPA Group actually does the acquisitions. They own and acquire real estate, multifamily mostly, all over Texas and other states. And then we also have the PPA Real Estate Management that does the operations arm. And we do the leasing, the day-to-day operations, prepare the financials, and capitalize on the rent growth as best we can, keep the expenses low. That's kind of what we do.
Yeah, it's all about the bottom line. So your customer is?
Our customer is first PPA Group, you know, because we manage for them. But recently, some of other owners have watched our operations and said, hey, we'd sure like you to do for us what you've been doing for yourselves. So we've actually been picking up some business. We grew by 20% this last year just because of our operations have done pretty well.
Let me ask you, Harvey, what about these guys caught your attention?
Well, you know, it's all about maximizing the bottom line for any owners of commercial property. And I do know that, you know, for the people we represent, also they do quality work, and they're able to give you information to the owner and to the consultants in order to allow us to keep their taxes as low as possible. And it's obviously our fiduciary responsibility to do the best we can and save them as much money, which helps any owner of real estate to maximize their value. The lower your expenses, the higher the value. So,
yeah, and I would assume, Monty, that keeping an eye on appraisal districts is part of what you'd like to do. You probably work with groups like Commercial Tax.
Absolutely. Taxes are a big part of our costs on commercial property. So we're always paying attention to our taxes. It's our largest expense, and it's something we have to pay attention to every year and protest.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you, what you've seen going on in terms of real estate in the Austin market. We've got listeners from all over the country, and so we talk a lot about Houston because it's the Houston-based show, but it's always nice having someone coming in from another area. What's happening in Austin?
Well, Austin's a great town. There's a lot of stuff going on in Austin. The economy is doing really well in Austin. You go to the mall out in Austin, you know, there's cars there. It doesn't look like there's a recession. So what we're seeing in Austin is a lot of investors are coming in and buying property. We're seeing a lot of investment activity, but we're seeing things bouncing back in the multifamily world. We're seeing rents improving, occupancies are improving, values are improving. We're seeing cap rates declining, and obviously that affects our taxes down the road. But it seems to be an interesting market, which is very different from what we're seeing in the rest of the state.
Yeah,
and
Glenn,
the rest of the country.
Glenn, what about you? Why don't you give us your assessment?
Well, I agree with Monty. You know, we kind of have operations all over Dallas, Waco, San Antonio, Austin, and it seems like the markets are actually bouncing back first we've seen in our portfolio anyways are the San Antonio markets. You know, so Austin is we recently took over some properties there, and it has been more like a lease up. You know, last month we actually rented and leased on a 200-unit deal, probably 15 to 20 units in 1 month. We took over from an owner that they asked us to kind of step in and help. So Austin's it's got potential. You know, I mean, it's definitely stabilizing. And I guess the closer you get into town and the newer product, of course, does a little better. So
let me ask Adam and Harvey if they wanted to chime in with a question.
Yeah, you know, the it causes a real valuation issue to keep your taxes low based on these increasing values. But what I can say is that we always appreciate the property management companies that give us detailed income and expense statements, because the analysis of that, you know, we've seen they usually keep better occupancies, better rental rates, and as he said, individual property owners, they get into this market and you think they'll just go ahead and manage the property themselves, which they can, but I do seem to notice that professional property management firms are able to keep their occupancies higher, their rental rates just more stable, and just have a good reporting software and method in place to monitor it.
I think it comes down to something. I think businesses should do what their businesses are.
Right.
I believe that. You know, that's why, you know, I'm not going to go and protest my tax, because I've got professionals like you who can do it. Whatever amount that I would save in money, I lost in time.
Right. Just like a doctor wanting to thinking his value is too high, he wants to go down and protest it. Well, he's not prepared. All he knows is his taxes are too high, and he makes more money on setting my arm and giving me medication for illnesses or whatever, and that's his business. He should focus on his business and let the professionals focus on our business.
Absolutely. I'm not going to let you set my arm, that's for sure.
Looks kind of crooked.
Yeah, it does a little bit. So you got your payroll issues. You want all those taken care of. You want those payroll issues taken care of. That's one of those areas where there's a lot of liability by a third party. People can get penny wise or and dollar foolish. And so I'm a big fan of that, and that's why I think property management companies like yours are so crucial. People are trying to do their real jobs, and they own property, which is smart, but they end up seeing so much of their money devoured by opportunity costs of trying to do it professionally. Monty?
Absolutely. Professional property management is absolutely necessary when you're out there buying and investing in property. The big mistake a lot of owners make is trying to do it themselves. One, they don't have the expertise, and it takes a lot of time. It's a full-time job. We have over 80 employees out there in our property management company doing work on sites or watching over the site levels. It's a tremendous amount of work, and it takes a lot of infrastructure to make it work well.
Yeah. Good comments over there at priceofbusinesstv.com. If you're not there, you're square. Tripping on dollars to save pennies, it says. Let someone else handle it. And so that seems to be the good rule of thumb here for this segment. Let me ask Glenn, what are some of the things that you would suggest people do in terms of tips to help owners and investors in 2011 when it comes to commercial real estate?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on the age of the property and really where it's located. So it's not a straightforward answer. But, you know, I have found that a lot of the mistakes some of the owners make, or investors that try and do things themselves, they will actually, hold on to poor performing employees. You know, they'll say that, you know, this manager's been there 5-6 years and can't afford to lose them, when really that manager may be keeping rents a little lower than they ought to, that they really aren't paying attention to the details, or they're not even keeping up with the trends because they're stuck in a pattern, which was a case on a deal we took over just March 1st down in San Antonio. We moved an owner's occupancy from 85 into the mid-90s. You know, we took over March 1st recently.
Wow.
And so it made an impact, and he asked us, you know, how did you do that? You know, and that was a good question. I said, well, you know, love to tell you, but that's kind of our secret.
Yeah.
But he was quite pleased, you know. But what comes along with that is then we also provide people that we do business with, right? We buy supplies at cheaper rates than he could buy supplies.
There's a volume factor. Yeah. That's exactly right.
We work with, you know, tax consultants to get the property taxes down. And that's part of the package that when they hire a management company, and we screen and we put the right people in place. You know, the managers and the maintenance guys, they make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the mistakes the owners and investors make is they really don't have enough capital, or they fail to look at what might break or deteriorate down the road.
Deferred maintenance is for sure.
Deferred maintenance, that is a costing.
High rent, and it's like, oh, we can move the rent 2 or 3% going forward, but then they forget, oh, you're
reinvesting in the capital things. Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to break in a couple of years because it's 20 years
old.
And
it goes from a minor expense to a massive capital expenditure almost, you know, in no time. It seemed like you had plenty of time, right? And again, this is where it comes down to having professionals who are monitoring these things. And the one question with only a minute left from the board, are we talking business storefronts, apartment leases, or are you guys all over the place when it comes to the type of things you manage?
We mostly focus on multifamily.
Multifamily apartments.
Yeah. Got it. Well, that's good. Okay, very good stuff. Okay, Monty Lee Wen, very good, and Glenn Gonzalez, they're both with PPA, and we have Adam and Harvey, and they're both with Commercial Tax. I do want to mention PPA. You can learn more about them at PPAGroup.com. The PPAGroup.com. And also, you can learn about our good friends over at the Commercial Tax at CommercialTax.com. Couldn't get any easier than that. I'm Kevin Price. This is Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.